Growth seems to be a daily topic in Idaho. In fact, we were just talking about it yesterday with the mayor of Boise, Dave Beter. And as we all know, the population of the Treasure Valley continues to grow, and in Idaho it continues to grow. So that means residential development will also continue and grow. Joining us to discuss responsible development in southern Idaho is Jaap Vaas, director of the University of Idaho Boise Urban Design Center. Jaap, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Let's start just simply by the idea of rapid growth, rapid development. When we see that, what happens usually?
Oh, that's a complicated question.
I know it's a complicated question, but what happens in the sense of identity for a community? We were talking a little bit about that off mic and about identity, and communities really do have identities.
Right. Well, to me, the interesting thing with Grove is that people always start talking about congestion. They start talking about traffic. They start talking about all these people coming here, right? To me, that's really not the most important thing. The most important thing when you see this growth is asking yourself, why are all these people coming?
Hmm.
What are the opportunities? What are the threats of all these people coming? And what makes this a unique place? And how do we maintain that unique character that made people come in the first place? So I came from Florida, right? I moved here in 2012. And in 1995 in Florida, there was a commission, a governor's commission on a sustainable South Florida. And they said, we have failed to create communities, and instead we created crowds. And that has always set
that's
with me.
That's an interesting statement.
Right. And I think so that's the one thing when you see all this growth, all these new people coming in, you need to think about, are we maintaining our character of our community? Do we maintain our uniqueness? Why did these people come? Can we maintain that? And how do we do that? And that we don't become a crowd. And that's my, that's the thing that I fear, that we become a crowd. And when you see people coming in here, they're happy that people are so friendly and they're so helpful and that we all know each other. You know, if I think about where I live, we help the neighbors when there's snow, and because they're old and they can't do it, so we'll help them with them.
That's a sense of community that you're talking about.
Right, it's a sense of community. It's a sense of belonging. It's a sense of that we all are here and we're part of this community. And that, to me, is the main thing that you need to make sure when you have this kind of growth. Despite all its opportunities and all the things that you can do, how do you maintain that unique opportunity? And we talked with the mayor yesterday. I'm sure he talked about he wants to be the most livable city in the U.S., right?
But he talked about density as well. Right. And he really focused on that and about when you become an urban center, you need to think about density instead of sprawl. Can you speak on that? And is that something about maintaining character and community when you build maybe up instead of building out? Does that make a difference?
Well, it certainly makes a difference, right? But I think you need to start talking about density rather than sprawling out, because if you just sprawl out, we get more congestion, we get more traffic. I can tell you, in Florida, I had a lot of road rage, because there's all this traffic around.
I lived in Florida, too. I remember.
And it creates you feel different, right?
You do.
So you want to prevent all this stuff. And density is just one of many solutions. And I think, yes, it is one of the solutions, but we really need to sit down together and ask ourselves, what do we want to maintain and how do we want to maintain it? And it cannot just be Boise. You know, it needs to be the entire Treasure Valley. And yes, there needs to be more density and we need to think about infill and we need to concentrate development and we need to think about vertical development, all the kind of things that we as planners like to talk about. But the most important thing is to ask as a community, what do we want to look like? What do we care about? Do we care about the foothills? Do we care about traffic? Do we want to have public transit? Do we want to have bikes? Do we want to have pedestrians? And I think that's a discussion that we need to have with everybody who lives here and really think about, and if we want that, then what does it mean?
Well, and what does it look like? So with what you do at the Boise Urban Design Center, is that part of what you do is looking at what we want how our community is now,
right?
What we want our community to look like,
right?
And how do we develop that?
That is what we look like, and it's not easy, right?
It seems easy, but I'm sure it's not.
The reason it's not easy is because there are always trade-offs, right? So you can make a very dense and beautiful urban development, but then what if the prices go up? Now the houses become unaffordable, and we get gentrification, and we get people that have to move out. What if we all of a sudden create we have all these hotels in downtown, right? Wonderful. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very successful. We have all this urban redevelopment going on. It looks very different from what it did 5 years ago. And when I came here, there was still a hole on 8th Street.
Right.
It's gone.
Right.
It all looks very different. But what are the consequences of that for even for a place like downtown? Is downtown still feeling the same as it did before? Or is downtown now changing? What does it mean for a local business when all of a sudden I have 1,200 conference goers in downtown? Am I still going to survive as a local business, or is it now more conducive for a national chain to come in? So there's all. So it seems really easy, right, to talk about this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have beautiful buildings, and we're going to have vertical integrated right. stuff, and we're going to have mixed use, and we're going to have transit-oriented development. But does it work?
So how much of this, though, is the fact that, look, cities grow up. They change.
They do.
We see that in every city that's been on these lists of fastest growing, of most livable. Do we just put up because Boise is growing up, or do we start having conversation and are we being mindful? And I guess, are we being mindful right now as a community?
I think we're becoming more mindful. You know, of course, we don't like to interfere in this process, right? We want to have economic development. We want to have growth. We don't want to make it difficult for anybody to develop their properties. But we're getting to a point that we really need to start thinking about it. Because if we don't think about it, it's going to lead its own way. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, its success of Boise is going to also be what's going to bring it down, because it's not going to be Boise anymore. And I think about, you know, I'm going to Amsterdam in a couple of months. And Amsterdam, although it has grown dramatically, it still feels the same. It has managed to keep that character, the character of this place with these canal houses and this kind of weirdness and this quirkiness. And it still exists, no matter how much it has grown. And I think that's what we need to have a discussion about. What are the things that we want to maintain in Boise? How do we maintain it? And whether it's mixed use or it's tiny homes or whether it's new urbanism or whatever it is, we need to have that discussion.
Now, we're talking about residential development in the Treasure Valley and beyond. We're speaking with Yaa Vaas. He is the director of the University of Idaho Boise Urban Design Center. And as always, we want to hear from you. If you have questions or comments, you can always email us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. You can tweet us, KBSX915. Use the hashtag Idaho Matters, or go to our Facebook page, Boise State Public Radio. Yaa, I wanted to get back to a point that you made earlier about affordability with housing. We have seen article after article about not just Boise, but the Treasure Valley as a whole, that we're outpricing people. Is that a true concern?
Oh, that's absolutely a concern. There's something interesting about it. When you think about it nationally, our housing prices are still relatively affordable. But when I came here in 2012, I was able to buy my house. I wouldn't be able to afford it anymore now. The prices have gone up dramatically. Mm-hmm. I think last year home prices increased with 13% or something like that.
It's in that 13 right. to almost 20% right. in certain areas.
You know, and if I think about some of my students that have just graduated and are looking for a home, they can't find anything because there is nothing in that starter category mm-hmm. home that they can actually find something. So, yeah, it is a tremendous concern and it's difficult. You know, what do you build? Do you build affordable houses? People don't want to have affordable houses, right? They don't want to have multifamily homes next to them. It's a real serious challenge. And I, quite frankly, I don't know what the answer is.
And is that, you know, when we see that, especially like with certain first home buyers, you know, is that they have to go out farther
right.
and farther.
Right.
And we're seeing that. Or right. in your case, seeing your students, do they leave the area? And then how does right. that affect right. development and growth and how we want our community to be?
Now you expect me to answer that?
I expect you to answer that question. Be all esoteric about it. But seriously, it seems to be almost like a bulldozer effect if right. we don't start asking basic questions about how we want to be when we grow up.
Right. And that's exactly what it is, right? We need to ask that question and then we need to make sure that we're not afraid to live with the consequences. So if you want to have affordable houses, then we need to have the guts to establish something that builds them, right? We have to have either regulations or something in place. And if we don't, we're not going to have affordable houses. And it either means that my students are going to live far out west, you know, and they're probably going to have to go past Canyon County at some point, mm-hmm. or they're going to move out.
And then we lose those educated
right,
people
right.
who do you think would have stayed in southern Idaho if they could afford it?
I absolutely believe so.
And yeah. that goes down to the whole idea of who we want to be,
right.
who we want to look like. Are those questions being talked about it within your industry here locally? Are you having these discussions with city planners, with county planners, leaders, things like that?
I think we are, but I think we also are too much in silos still, right? So Meridian does their own thing, Boise does their own thing, Cardin City does their own thing. Mm. I think it's time that we have a regional vision for what we want to look like. And of course, then we have, you know, ACHD and Boise. You know, we need to be able to talk together and think about things and how it works together and kind of let go of our territories and really think about what is my role in promoting this community and maintaining its unique character and dealing with the issues that we either already face or will probably face in the near future.
Because when you talk about that character, we kind of do all bleed into each other.
Right.
So we can't stay siloed is your main point.
Exactly. I mean, so I showed a video yesterday. I have these very funky cameras that I can wear, and I showed people how it goes, how I bike to my work. Mm-hmm. Right. And I can bike about 80% of the ride perfectly on bike paths. But the last 10%, I have to cross Myrtle, or I have to cross Front Street, or I have to cross Broadway.
So big arterial roads.
Big arterial road is sitting there. And no matter how good the city does things, I'm going to be confronted with these big roads that are in my way. We need to sit down together and figure out if we really want to do these things. Let's work together on making that last 10%, right? That last 15%
right.
Make it work.
Well, I appreciate your time today, Jaap. I'm sure we could continue this conversation, and I'm sure we will at a future date. Jaap Voss is the director of the University of Idaho Boise Urban Design Center. Jaap, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.